Yay. Welcome, Hope Grown Faith, to our next Monday Mom Mentor. I have here with me Sarah Keeling, who is the author of this really neat book that I have at home, which I should have grabbed and I didn't. But Sarah, you can introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your book.
All right. I know, I don't even have it here with me either. That's kind of a speaker fail. Sorry. That's okay. I'm Sarah Keeling, and I have two kids. One is 10 and one is almost 2. It's crazy. I get to live on a ranch. My husband is a rancher, which is super fun. And we live on the ranch that he manages in the Texas Hill Country. We've been married, now I can't remember, 16 or 17 years, somewhere around there. Yeah. Long enough, you know, that you can't remember anymore.
Yeah, we're about that point now, too. Somewhere between 15 and 20 years.
Yes.
I think I'll know when it's 20 years. One of us will remind the other.
Right. Yeah. I know. I think it's 17 going to be this year, because 15 was right after our baby was born, who was a total surprise. And we had kind of hoped that we could do something fun for our 15, like travel. And instead, we were like in the newborn trenches. So that's kind of a joke. Like maybe for 20, we'll go do something fun. Hopefully that'll be a possibility in like 2 or 3 years, right?
No more surprise children.
Yeah. Or travel bans and all the other things.
Oh, right? Fair point. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your ministry, your podcast, and your book, because it's very relevant. This month, we're studying Psalm 139. So yours is more about all the Psalms, but tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. Okay. So I wrote Psalm Prayers for Kids, gosh, a couple years ago. See, I put everything in relevancy of when my youngest son was born. 2019, I was pregnant with Nick, and we published Psalm Prayers for Kids. And that is a 40-day prayer journal that has verses, and then it teaches them how to identify the attributes of God in the Psalms and then pray them back as praises, thanks, request, and confession. That sounds like kind of a lot, I know.
Well, when I first looked at it, I thought, oh, you know, praises, thanks, requests, and confession. I've done that before. But the brilliance of it was when you're putting it with this attribute of God, mm-hmm. it really makes you think and see where God is working in your life. That was, once I started actually doing that, I thought, what?
Yes. So it's been like 6 years now, I think. I had to fast forward, you know, as a family overall, we've been through a lot of hard things. I mean, I know that's relative because some of us go through really, really, really hard things, but they were hard things for us. And the biggest one really was that I had some really bad health issues after our oldest son was born. And we had to have basically full-time care for him for years until I got better. And it was just a yucky, dark time for our family. So I've been through seasons like that where I really struggled to connect with God. And then I've been through seasons where I had been immersed in God's word, and it was so much better going through the hard time, you know? So six years ago, Mac was 4, and we were surprised pregnant, and it was like, oh, our miracle baby. We were so excited. And I was crazy sick with all the morning sickness things. And then I go into my 11-week checkup, and we found out that the baby had died at some point. And so I knew I was going to have a miscarriage. And I just went home. I had been prayer journaling. I had just kind of started going deeper and really writing out the scriptures that I was praying. But I just went through this season of lament, really, where I journaled every day and just cried and prayed and wrestled. And it changed my faith so much. I had a whole like God moment in the ER. I had to go to the ER because I had some complications with the miscarriage, and I was there by myself, and it was just real scary. You have those moments where you think like, could this be it for me? You know, or what's going to happen here? you know, it's one of those big moments in your life. And I just felt God's presence like I never have before. It's crazy. And so in that season afterwards, I wanted more of God. And so I kept journaling. And then I started about a year later, really going through the Psalms purposefully, just for myself, even. And then using that method, it just was a God thing. I have been involved with Bible Study Fellowship. I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's a non-denominational Bible study. And the leaders pray like that. And so I was like, hey, maybe I should use this and like apply it to the Psalms, but also see if I can connect that attribute of God with the thanks and requests, like you said. Mm-hmm. So I started doing that on my own, just for me. And then not long after that, we went through another season of suffering with Mac when he had carbon monoxide poisoning. And so Psalm Prayers for Kids was formed in the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. But we had to do these intense treatments every day. And this was a different kind of season because I had suffered from it too. And so I did not feel close to God when I was doing these prayers, but it got me through that hard time. Mm-hmm. And so then that following summer, we got to travel, which was crazy. We spent 4 weeks in Oaxaca learning Spanish. Oh. And we got to visit our friends that we had supported with Bible translation. And we just kind of had this like beautiful, different schedule that was so not what we were used to. And so I decided, let's just see if I can teach Mac how to do this. You know, I've been doing it. And if I could do it so messy and just simple in the oxygen chamber, maybe I could teach it to Mac too. And so I like made this homemade, very simple prayer journal, took it. And every morning when we were getting ready for our classes, we went through it together as a family and it worked. And so then that's how Psalm Prayers for Kids was developed. It was like, okay, if this works for Mac, you know, I want to share this with other people too.
Hmm.
Yeah. Love so it. It's pretty crazy how, you know, God uses our hardest times to help other people who are going through those too, you know?
That's right. Yeah. So this is Psalm Prayers for Kids. So if you're wondering what we're talking about, and I'm going to put up in a minute kind of the guidelines. So this is when I first looked at this, I was like, oh yeah, I know how to do praise and thanks and request and confess. But then it was as I started reading the introduction here that I went, oh. So let me throw up the file that you sent us here. I'm going to share my screen for a minute so that those who are watching can see this.
Oh, yeah.
All right. There. Can you see that?
Yep. I see it.
All right. Well, do you want to walk us through it then? Tell us how you're doing this.
Yes. And I didn't answer. I know you wanted me to say how I noticed Max's prayers change.
Yes.
So it's so funny because he would spend time with my mother-in-law and my father-in-law and they would do their evening prayers. And he did the same with us. You know, that's like usually we pray together before he goes to bed. Hmm. And it's usually pretty simple, but he started into like praying the attributes of God before bed, you know?
Yeah.
It was hilarious. She was like, whoa, what have you been doing? Because something's different here, you know? So it was so cool. Like, hey, it's stuck, you know? And I think that's why I like this like overly repetitive, because we make these connections like deep because we're praying them in praise, thanks, request, and confession. And then your kids are able to remember it. And I know it can kind of feel overly repetitive, but I think it helps a lot, at least for me and Mac. Okay, so it's so simple. And this is just how I started, by choosing a psalm. And what I'd love to do is just use one today to show you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the best way for moms to learn how to do something is to actually do it themselves, right?
Yeah.
And to practice it, because I could just tell you, but the actual best way is to do it yourself and try it. And then you'll be able to teach your kids how to do it, right? So if we were going to pick a psalm, we could pick one, like what I have out is Psalm 3:3-4 in the CEV, where this is going to be the next one that we do for the podcast, which is fun. which I forgot to tell you about more, but I can later. So, and then, yeah, that'll start like February 15th. So this is a relevant one coming up. So it says, "But you are my shield, and you give me victory and great honor. I pray to you, and you answer from your sacred hill." And so then I would say, okay, who do we see that God is in these verses? Like, I don't even really use the word attribute of God with kids. You can. I mean, Mac knows, like, an attribute is just a quality of God. That's a big fancy word that just means who is God? You know, what is he like? So in this one, I would say underline whatever. If you have the verses written down, then underline, or you can underline in your Bible, or you can just write it out. You know, he is my shield. And I usually just focus on one attribute at a time, one or two. I started for myself reading a whole psalm, and it was like, there's so many, you know?
Yeah.
It's easier to just narrow it down to a couple of verses, especially with kids, and just a couple of attributes. Okay, and then this is a chance to, like, it maybe you don't know what a shield is. Like, it's a good opportunity to stick in, like, a question or a definition with, like, hey, what do you think a shield means? A Mac, I love to teach with by asking questions. Well, and sometimes it's hilarious because they say kind of ridiculous things, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of times he's like right on, you know, like it protects me. And that's right. That's what a shield does. A shield protects us. And that's a super simple definition. I use Blue Letter Bible a lot. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's like the easiest app to give you the original definitions. There's commentary. I don't use that a whole lot, but just for some simple definitions, I like it a lot. So the shield protects you. So there's that. So then we go to the praise section and we just say, God, you are my shield. And sometimes I say, God, you protect me. Like, that's it. That's all you have to do. And then the next section is thanks. And so we want to think about how has God protected you? So I would probably ask that to Mac. Okay, how has God protected you? And, you know, how can you thank him for that? So for that, it's like, okay, I can think of one specifically for my family last week. You know, Nick was really sick and I did not get sick. So God, thank you for protecting me from sickness. Yeah, that's like all of us right now,
Yeah, true.
right? You know, what are things that God might protect us from? I mean, you can go as deep with this as you want to. If you have more time, you know, there's a lot of things that you could dig into with starting to think about temptations and all that kind of stuff, things that you might need protection from, you know.
Thank
Mac
you.
rides the bus home from school. And so I'm like, thank you for protecting him from things that I don't want him to see. You know, he probably wouldn't say that, you know?
Yeah. But I like how you're like thinking about how does this attribute of God actually connect in with my life? Because I know my kids'
Yeah.
temptation would be like, thanks God for being my shield. Please God be
Yes.
my shield.
Which, you know, at first we started with that. And even backed up, Mac would just say, thank you for my chickens. Because we had chickens and he loved them. And so I would say, that's great. You know, you can totally be thankful for your chickens. Now let's add one, you know, that connects with God and how was he your shield? But a lot of times kids need us to kind of pull those things out, you know, by the right kind of questions. It's in there, you know, but it's not like a natural skill, I don't think, for us to make these kind of connections, even for work, or I don't know, that's
It is,
kind of a
well, it is
yucky.
work, and I think our brains naturally don't want to do work. Like,
Yeah.
our brains are wired for like habits and things that are easy, so we are asking ourselves and our kids to do a little work and
Yep.
applying.
But it's good. It's eternal work and
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so worth it, you know, because then they'll start to make those connections on their own just by reading God's word. And then, like, ooh, wow, this really applies to me, you know, and these attributes of God apply to me, which is awesome. That's exactly what I want for my kids. You know, I want them to read God's word, but know that this is for them, you know, it's personal. It's not just like for everybody. That doesn't feel quite the same, you know? So, I mean, it is for everybody, obviously, but it applies to us all individually too, which is so cool.
Yeah.
So that's it for thanks. And then request is really the same. We usually break this up into two sections because I found that Mac would almost always just pray for other people. It's kind of more challenging to think of this for ourselves. Mm. So the same way, like, how could God be a shield for other people? How could God protect other people? Like, how could we pray for that? That's what I would ask in that way. And then we think about it, and then God, like, please protect. I put God, please help, just to kind of keep that vague, but we don't always use that, you know. Please protect my Mimi as she's traveling this weekend, you know, or, you know, all sorts of things. Please protect my dad when he's at work, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then for him, that one's always more challenging, the personal prayer request, right? Where do you need God's protection? Where do you need God to be your shield? So I would ask that and then see what he says. And sometimes, like, I just have to say them for him, and that's okay. Like, as we were getting started, it's like, well, hey, how about we pray and ask God to help you with this? And he'd be like, yeah, that's good. Hmm. So even for, like, little, like, younger kids, maybe preschoolers, I've had moms say that they've just done this with their kids and they've written it all out and they've let the kids just use the blank creative page that comes in the book too. And you can just let them be drawing what they think a shield is, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So, but even if you just do that, your kids are still absorbing some, and that's great. This is planting seeds, right?
Like, yep. All of
little bits at a time. Cause it does. It takes some ability to, like, think through these things. But I will say the Mac was, like, six when we first started doing this, and he was able to do it. Now, he totally acted like it was way too hard. So, like, expect that also, you know. I say I had to put on, like, my counselor. You probably do, like, your homeschool teacher voice. Like, okay, I hear you, but we're still going to do it, you know.
Exactly. Yes, I was going to say that is, like, pretty much what I get all the time. I can't do this.
Yeah.
You just need to.
That's right. We can do hard things. That's a great thing to teach our kids. And then, like, when we were done, he was so proud of himself for learning a new skill. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just like everything else. But it's so tempting to want to give up when our kids give resistance. But they can persevere.
Can. And I like how in the book you've created kind of a, not a way out, but a way if they're being quite resistant, you can, or if they can't write or whatever, they can just doodle. That's fine. Mm-hmm. It's right there. There's the space for them. Just go ahead and do that. Because sometimes that is how kids think.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you know, it doesn't have to look just a certain way. This is a guide, and it could be something totally different that is speaking to them. And even, like, there's the freedom if maybe there's something else that jumps out in the verse to them, that's great too, you know? There's not, like, one right way to do this. It's just kind of a suggestion to help, like, teach these skills.
Yeah.
And the confession one, that is, like, oh, parents are always like, ah.
I have to do this.
I know. I feel like confession is the most challenging but the most rewarding because I got to model what that looks like. And then it opened the door for Mac to share things that I had no idea that he was struggling with, that otherwise he would not have told me. And that's good. It's just humbling, you know? But if we want our kids to confess, I think we have to be willing to own our own stuff too.
Whoa.
It was, like, the hardest part of parenting, right?
I know. Did this the other day with one of my boys. I'm like, I'm sorry. You know those moments? Yeah, I was being selfish and I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I mean, confession and repentance, modeling that to our kids is, I think, one of the most powerful things that we can do because it's demonstrating grace and forgiveness. And that's what they need, you know, so much. We want them to run back to God because they're going to fail. And so if we can create this safe place for them to share that with God, that's so powerful. Even if they don't forget, or they forget all the rest of this stuff, to me, the confession alone could be just so incredibly impactful. But so for this one, if we're really stuck and having a hard time thinking of things, I like to just read Psalm 139, like, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Like, I have had to memorize that verse because I need it so much.
Yeah.
Or I can just say, like, let's say a quick prayer. Like, God, reveal my sin to me. Show me what I need to confess. And he does. And so then I would model what that would look like. And then Mac would write it down. And if he wants to share, he would share. Now, he didn't always, but he usually did. And sometimes I would say, like, let me give you an example, like, not respecting your mother.
That's right. Just so you know, I did notice.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder if they forget about these moments in their day or if they just don't want to bring them up. Like, I often, you know, will say, okay, now it's time to say sorry to God for something. Can you think of anything you need to say sorry for? And they're like, nope, I'm good.
I know.
Like, well, let's talk.
Yeah. You don't ask your family because they know all the things about what's really going on in your heart, right?
Exactly.
And Mac, a lot of times he would say things like, oh, I was angry. And so I know from my counseling background, anger is like a medium emotion. And then usually there's something underneath that. Hmm. You know, is it fear or sadness or selfishness? Mm-hmm. So I would say, okay, but what's underneath that anger? Is there something else that's going on? And often he'd be like, it's selfishness. I'm like, well, me too, buddy, you know?
Yeah.
I totally get it. But you got to surrender that over to God and he can change you. So mm-hmm. It's been a really sweet time for us. And this isn't something, you know, I think people see these, like the book has the 40 days and think, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to do 40 days in a row? That's too much. But like, you could do this every Sunday afternoon if you wanted to, mm-hmm. or like one night a week. It doesn't have to be all in a row, you know, whatever. You can be so flexible with that and it's still going to be super powerful. We do not do this every day anymore. And I wish we did, but our usual time to do this kind of thing is on Sunday afternoons. We do our Bible study together and then we do prayer time together too. So, you know, something's better than nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Something's better than nothing. Exactly. And then the beauty about parenting is that we have years and years with them. So mm-hmm. every drop in the bucket, you know, every Sunday for his whole life, how many Sundays is that? 52, you know, 50 times 18.
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, exactly. I can't do that math either, but it's a lot.
I was wondering if we could. So we're doing Psalm 139 this.
Yeah, that's right. You said that.
Like, a verse from Psalm 139. Just yeah. It doesn't have to be.
I love Psalm 139. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I mean, and, you know, I prayed, and as I was doing this myself, I prayed through all the Psalms like this, mm-hmm. and it was awesome. But some of them are definitely easier than others.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's attributes of God in Psalm 139 where it talks about, like, where can I hide from his presence? But, like, that one you might have to kind of point out to your kids, like, that God is everywhere, you know?
Right.
Let me see Psalm 139. You want to pick one or do you want me to?
Well, let's just go for the first one. I think we could probably do it, right?
Oh, Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
Yeah. There we go.
That's it.
So, I mean, there's a lot you could say with that. Like, God knows you, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, God knows everything. What is that? He's omnipotent. Is that right?
Omniscient.
Yes. Thank you. See, I don't ever, you know, this is why I work with kids.
They don't need those words.
I don't need those words. God knows everything. Like, and God knows every single thing about us. You could go so deep with that. Mm-hmm. Like, you have searched me and you know me. He knows every single thing about us. So if that's what I would write, God, you know me. God, you know everything about me. You can even do the God, you searched me too. That's like, you know, God looks at us and he cares about us. Like, there's a lot of things in there. And then thank you, God, that you know me. And really, when I start to think about that, it's like, you want to know me.
Yeah.
Thank you that you want to know thing about me. There's nothing that you don't know about me, and there's nothing that you don't love in me. I mean, that sounds, I don't want to get like too theology-ish. Obviously, we have sin, but that's a cool place to start, like teaching kids that God loves all of us, you know? I mean, he loves us even when we sin. He doesn't love the sin, obviously, but he loves us, which is so powerful, you know? So thank you for knowing that I have blonde hair and blue eyes, you know? Your kids could go that far. Thank you for knowing that I love chocolate, you know? Whatever. If your kids love all the, I don't even know, whatever TV show your kids like, you know, or if your kids love to read, God knows that about them. And then let's see, request. This is like using my muscle here, Christy. Yeah. Like one that I often pray is, God, help me to remember that you know everything about me. And then in the confession, it's like, God, please forgive me for forgetting that you search me and know me, like, and you love all of me. And really, it goes into this more, but I feel like they tie hand in hand because you made me, and that's why you love me, because I belong to you, you know. But so did you see how I kind of did all of them in there? But they were super short, you know.
That's okay.
Because they go together.
I love that. So that's something that we could be doing with each of these verses as we go through it. That's great. That's why we're doing a verse at a time. So sometimes it can feel like a verse at a time, that's really not very much, but there's so much that you can pull out of some individual verses. There's some in the Bible where you read one verse and you go, okay.
Yeah.
Nothing to pray.
I've been there. There were a few Psalms that I was like, oh, this one, I don't know, Lord.
This one was really important for David.
Uh-huh.
Not for me, yeah.
Yes. But you're right. I mean, most of them, I mean, even sometimes we can just see some of those Psalms that are just hard. I was like, God, you're in control. Like, you know, I could see that, even though they were Psalms about kind of the hard parts, you know? But yes, you can definitely go really deep by just going one verse at a time. And Psalm 139 has a lot in it, too.
Well, I'm excited to try that with my kids now. Because today was basically just like, thank you, God, for knowing me. But there's more we can do tomorrow. Oh, they're in for it now.
Now, watch out. Mom is armed and dangerous, right?
I got a Bible. A really big Bible. Awesome. Okay, well, thank you, Sarah. Is there anything else that you wanted to say before we wrap up?
Man, I think that's it. I mean, let's see, tell you guys how to connect with me.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to share that too, aren't I?
For sure going to ask you that. So, Sarah, how can we connect with you?
Well, Instagram and Facebook. I do more on Instagram because I just think it's more fun. But, you know, my Instagram is weird because apparently there's a lot of Sarah Keelings out there. Who knew, right? So it's underscore Sarah Keeling underscore.
Okay.
I know. And then Facebook is sarahkeeling.author. I have to think about that.
Minor.
And then, I don't know. There is another Sarah Keeling too. So
popular names, right?
With that. Oh, well. Yes. And so then the website is sarah-keeling.com.
Okay.
And the big thing that I'm gearing up for right now is the finding Jesus in the Psalms. So basically we're going to do everything that we just did and then take it a step further with like, how do these verses connect to Jesus specifically? So I would ask, and I've been looking at my cheat sheet that I have here for that. It's like, how is Jesus our shield? How does Jesus protect us? You know, or if we want to do Psalm 139, how does Jesus know us? Which is cool to think about too, you know?
Yeah, that reminds me of something I just read to one of my kids last night when Jesus tells Nathaniel, I saw you under that tree over there.
Oh, yes.
He knew like, that.
He knows everything.
Nathaniel was way out of sight. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what that will look like, it'll be basically the same thing. I made a free prayer guide. We're using the first 7 days of Psalm prayers for kids.
Okay.
And then turned it into a free family prayer journal with super simple instructions. And then that same exact format. And then I'll have a podcast episode that will do a guided prayer and meditation over the same verses. And then they'll get this like weekly, I don't know what I'm calling it, weekly plan that has questions and activities to do with your kids. So for the first one, the God is your shield. We're having a Nerf gun war and we made shields out of Amazon boxes. It was so fun. It was so fun. So I try to make fun activities for how to connect it with the kids too. But anyways, that's like the big thing that's happening. And Lent is only like 2 weeks away, which is crazy. It starts February 17th. So yeah, that can sign up for that. It's free. It's all on the website. Okay. And the podcast, I didn't even talk about that, but it's called Hearts at Rest with Sarah Keeling. And it's just like this, but we just spend a few minutes thinking about the attribute of God. We're still for a minute. And then I do a prayer.
And it's so short.
It's always funny. Yeah. It's less than 7 minutes. I need short. Everybody needs short.
Yeah. I love it. And you do it with your son too, which I think is fun.
Yeah. I'm going to do that as long as he'll let me, you know, he's 10 now. So I'm like, can we just get like a couple more years together, you know?
And then you can start with Nick.
That's right. He'll be old enough for sure. Right.
Start with the younger generation.
I know. Right, well, he'll be, what will he be like? Four then? Oh man, it could be crazy, but that's fine.
You'll get some really fun answers.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. But well, that's
thank
it.
You. Thank you so much like for joining
threw
us.
It on you.
We keep talking at the same time.
I know, I'm sorry. I was saying I feel like I threw it on you guys. Like moms, we don't have enough like attention to like take forever. So I feel like we rapid fire talk, you know? So you guys got the rapid fire how to teach your kids to pray the Psalms.
Yeah, that's great. That's perfect. Thanks so much for doing this with us today, Sarah. I really appreciate
it. Of course. It was fun. Thanks for having me.